I'm so glad that you've decided to take this step and learn a new skill that will alleviate anxiety, stress, and even panic. Hypnosis is the opposite of anxiety. By practicing these methods of relaxation, you can easily achieve your goal of becoming more calm, comfortable, and relaxed. It is not something that you need to try to do. Just follow my directions and you will find that at the conclusion of the session, you will have experienced something wonderful. All hypnosis is really self-hypnosis, so I'm simply going to give you some instructions that can help you bring you to a point of both physical and mental relaxation. What I'd like to do is simply guide you to make yourself as comfortable as you possibly can. It's okay to adjust yourself for comfort at any time. This is really your time to experience what it is that you'd like to experience while we demonstrate some techniques of hypnosis. I'm going to give you some suggestions in regards to relaxation that I believe can help you to experience total serenity, total peace. It's called the progressive muscle relaxation experience. It's very simple. I'm going to ask you to start by simply making yourself comfortable, closing your eyes. If you notice any spots in your body where you're carrying tension of the day, make the decision to let go of that tension. It's totally up to you. You want to allow all the muscles in your body to become more and more relaxed. As you listen to each word I say, almost as if you're trying to memorize every word I say, you notice that your breathing has become a bit more slower already. That is good. So now take a deep breath. Deep breath in, breathe in, and exhale whenever you're ready. Deep, slow breaths help you to bring you to a point of hypnosis and trance easily. Very good. You're doing great. As you relax, imagine these muscles in the top of your head, the muscles in your brow, the muscles along your eyes and your cheeks, and the muscles in your lips. Imagine that those muscles are simply letting go of any tension, watching it melt as you allow your body to experience a state of relaxation physically. It's okay to let the mind wander and think about anything that brings you pleasant thoughts. Continue relaxing the muscles in your body along your shoulders, in the arms, and in your upper back. Allow the tension to simply begin to disappear. In fact, it's as if you can feel the tension or stress from the muscles in your upper back and in your shoulders and in your arms begin to move down to your forearm through your hands as they drip out of your fingertips. You can picture all the stress of the day leaving your body as you relax. Pay attention to the muscles in your chest, stomach, and even in your lower back. If any of these muscles are tense, simply let go of the tension. Your muscles become limp and loose like a big pile of rubber bands. You experience serenity and peace. This brings you into an even deeper state of relaxation. Relaxing the mind is also an easy thing to do. As your body becomes relaxed, your mind also becomes more relaxed. As you continue to focus on the things I say, you realize that your legs do a lot of work for you. Sometimes the tension of the day can be stored in the muscles along your hip, your buttocks, and even your upper leg. If you notice any tension in these places, let that tension simply flow from the top of your leg through your calves, down through the muscles of the feet, the ankles, and then drip right out of the tip of your toes. At this point, you appear to be very relaxed. In this state of relaxation, we can experience tranquility and peace. If you need to swallow right now, that's okay to do too. If you need to adjust for comfort, that's okay as well. This is your time. From your head to your toes, you've allowed yourself to become completely, totally relaxed. Your mind is also realizing it has the capacity to relax even more, deeper and deeper as you continue to focus on letting it all go. You see that these skills are here that you will be able to apply these skills to any problem solving in a number of different areas in your life. This feeling of relaxation is exactly what hypnosis is. Perhaps you feel like you could open your eyes if you wanted to, but relaxation just feels so good right now that you simply continue to choose to keep your eyes closed. Enjoy this experience just for a moment as you lie there still in this moment, allowing your entire body to become even more limp, loose, feeling relaxed. This time will become very meaningful to you. It becomes meaningful because you have acquired a new skill of taking physical control over your own body and emotions. And in this state of mental and physical relaxation which you have created, you can choose to allow yourself to simply drift, float, and dream, not paying exact specific attention to the words that I choose, or you can carefully hear each word. Either way is fine. Either way will produce a sensation that is opposite of anything remotely close to anxiety. As you relax, pay attention to your left thumb, your index finger, too. Be aware of these two fingers resting with your hand at your side. As you relax, it is perfectly okay to both relax. And pay attention as I ask you to touch the tips of those two fingers together. Do it now. Press the tip of the thumb and the tip of the index finger on the left hand just for a second. Press those fingers tightly together. Perfect. Now let your hand and your fingers just relax as you continue to let every muscle in your body become loose and even more limp. Take a moment to enjoy this state of calm serenity that you have created. Touch those fingers together again at this precise moment of relaxation. Relax. Going into a deeper state of mental and physical calm. Perfect. What we have accomplished here is the first lesson that can help you guide yourself into creating an anchor to achieve this state of calm. In the future, when you want to return instantly to this state of calm, simply touch those two fingers together for a moment and you will return to the state of physical and mental relaxation. This is a skill that you can take into every situation in your life. You can even use it at this moment to go deeper into the state of hypnosis. Go ahead and try it. Touch those two fingers together for a moment. As you relax them, you will notice that your experience of relaxation doubles again. And then doubles some more. You notice the changes in the way that you feel as you begin to experience a new sense of hope. Your body becomes even more relaxed. The next lesson you're about to learn bridges that hope that you feel with an exercise in visualization. Until now, you have visualized yourself reacting to situations with some learned pattern of fear or anxiety. That cycle can be broken by learning how to view yourself as a confident, safe, and secure individual in every situation. Any situation that used to even bring you discomfort, as you relax now, see yourself from the outside as an observer. Imagine you are floating out of yourself and looking down on yourself. Yeah, it may seem strange to create such a visualization or experience, but it can be a powerful tool for change. Your imagination is powerful. Your mind is powerful. You feel the effects. In doing this, you can see yourself from a new vantage point. See yourself as you are now, relaxed, serene, contemplative, and focused. It feels good, doesn't it? By focusing outside of yourself to see yourself, you know that the feeling you have created is real. You know this because you can see yourself as a calm, serene, and confident person. Allow yourself now to float back into yourself and continue to feel the sensations of serenity that you have created. You have the ability to approach every situation in life from the state of calm, even in those situations that previously baffled or confused you. Moving outside of yourself is a wonderful way to see any situation from a new perspective by seeing yourself as you are now. You can easily take this inner confidence, sense of safety, the sense of security into any new situation. As you relax, let yourself continue to enjoy this learning experience using the power of your mind to create new experiences. Perfect. You really are doing great as you allow yourself to go even 10 times deeper, letting the mind continue to drift, dream, and float. Now I'm going to give you some suggestions that will speak directly to your subconscious mind, your higher self, that thing in you filled with wisdom. These are not suggestions that I think you must hear. Rather, they are suggestions you have asked me to make based on your desire to decrease stress, anxiety, and panic. In fact, as you hear the suggestions that I make, you can imagine that they are coming from you, coming from within. They are suggestions that you know are true because you are engaging in this process, letting yourself glide into a deeper state of tranquility. In any situation in life, you know that you have the ability to use the creative part of the mind to create your own responses. As easily as you can create a distressing state, you can create a state of calm and relaxation. You know this because in the time that we have spent together already in these moments, you've relaxed both your body and your mind. You did that. At any time you need to create state, physical and mental calm, you simply touch your left index finger and thumb together, instantly returning to the state of serenity. Perfect. Situations in the past which you've experienced distressed are now easily handled by your ability to create growing comfort in your mind and your body. You find that instead of reacting, you're controlling each and every situation, entering a new chapter of life that is filled with hope and feelings of safety and security. Using these skills of self-hypnosis, you can easily adjust your comfort level in any situation by turning up the volume of comfort and calm and turning down the voice of fear or anxiety. You recognize that inside of you is a creative, empowering feeling of success. You know that in each situation that life brings, it will be easy for you to respond with a sense of serenity and centeredness. Recalling this experience and your ability, you use the creative part of your mind to control your emotions. Not now, but in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, we'll be in an awakened state. As we move forward in time from 1 to 2, you start to wake up a little more. And going from 2 to 3, perhaps you wiggle your fingers and your toes, start to squirm a little in your body as you come to 3. Waking up even more and more, swirling all of that good feeling as it explodes into 4, speeding up faster and faster, and 5. Open your eyes and go forward. Enjoy the rest of your day.